song of the day is going to be Alive by Adler's Appetite. So let's see if we can liven this fucking party up a little bit and play some music. What do you think?
Let's do it, man. It's been a while since we covered any solo Adler material. And let's do it with the second incarnation of Adler's Appetite, because it's two different lineups.
Oh, is there? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, because I remember from the first EP, so this is the Alive EP, the last known EP of Adler's Appetite. And it's a totally different lineup.
Well, I guess there's three then, because then there's just Adler, his emo punk band.
Yeah, his, let me just, you know, do like 3 Days Grace and Theory of a Dead Man.
Yeah. All right, let's see what this sounds like.
Oh, there's Cabo.
This rocks so far.
That's pretty cool so far. I like the dun-dun. I was like, oh, wow. That's definitely an Appetite for Destruction right there, that cowbell.
Oh, yeah. Digging this, dude.
Damn, yeah, it's pretty fucking good so far.
Yeah, it's just like rock and roll, man. It's like straight pedal to the metal. Let's fucking go.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, brother.
Okay, we're going to pause for a minute. What have you got some lyrics for this song?
Dude, I literally cannot find any lyrics for this song.
Ah, that's too bad. We're not going to get to dissect.
I don't know.
It's not a very well-known album. This video on YouTube's got 207,000 plays, which is not a lot over a period of 11 years.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Not a lot for what it is. But I'll tell you what we can do. Let's read some comments from YouTube.
Yeah.
It says Adler and Duff throwing down the rhythm is so sick. Is Duff on this?
Not that I know of. Let me see. Doesn't say, because like the personnel doesn't show anything regarding Duff.
Huh. Well, so Nicola Orton, which is Randy Orton's Russian cousin.
Yeah.
Says. What a cool. Let's start making up life stories for these screen names as we read them. What a cool feel good song. I love the signature cowbell. Only Steve has got that GNR feel. Yeah, I agree. This does have a very good GNR feel. It's kind of like if GNR had released a song timely in the 2000s, what it would have sounded like. When did this come out?
This EP came out in April 2012.
Okay. Well, this is dope.
Yeah, this is dope. So I'll run through the personnel here. So Steven Adler on drums, obviously. You have Alex Grossi from Quiet Riot on guitar.
Nice.
Rick Stitch on vocals.
These guys hung out with Quiet Riot a lot, because you know Busy had a lot of Quiet Riot dudes on his album.
Yeah, Michael Thomas from the band Tuff, T-U-F-F, on guitar. And you have...
Not soft. They're tough. They're tough, not soft.
Yeah, like not 60s.
S-A-W.
60s turf. Yeah. And then you have
Chevy
Chips.
driving,
Yeah.
man.
Again, Chip Zenuff on bass. Chip's enough. Is he from like some fucking band? Oh man.
I've heard that name before.
Let me look this up. I've heard it too before. Chip Zenuff.
Chip Zenuff. Zenuff. Chip a Chip. Old
oh,
Chip
from
man.
From Enough is Enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Enough Z Enough.
Yeah. Yeah, what's cool about this? You got Fred Curry from Cinderella producing the album.
Nice. Who's the singer?
Rick Stitch.
Okay.
Says Canadian singer songwriter, best known as a singer for Lady Jack Hotel Diablo, and of course Adler's Appetite.
I mean, I'm rolling through the comments. They seem to be very happy about it.
Hey, we are too, man. This is fucking pretty kick ass song.
Giovanna writes, and this was a year ago that this comment came up. He plays a lot and is a damn true and is a true drum legend. Yeah, that's translated, by the way, by Google. This song has more Guns N' Roses than Chinese Democracy. I don't know if I'd go that far. It don't really sound like Guns N' Roses. I mean, it's got the attitude of Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, it's got the cowbell. That's really, yeah.
I think about you.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only way I saw when I heard that album. Like, wait a minute, think about you.
Have we done that on here?
We have not yet, actually.
Oh, that's still in the wheel.
Okay. Yeah, we've done a little bit of Appetite. We haven't done that much.
Hmm. Done a shit ton of Chai Dam, I can tell you that much.
Over half so far, I think. We did over 70 tracks of that song album already.
I got this feeling good times are coming down. I got a feeling that I need some more cowbell.
Now that I listen further into this song, a lot of people in the comments are saying, oh yeah, it's very GNR-ish. I'm like, this would be GNR if they actually went with, you know, Slash's riffs, whatever, for Snake Pit. And it was like that 95 album.
Maybe
that's to me what it's like. It sounds very Snake Pit-ish to me.
Maybe that's what it was written for. It didn't make the cut, and Slash had it sitting on the shelf, and he was like, fuck it, Steven, I got you a present.
Happy birthday, man. I still remember your existence.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh. Oh, that's fucking cool. Oh,
that
yeah.
is.
It's very, like, metal-ish, that way. Really,
oh, yeah. Dude, I fucking love that guitar solo. I
that's fucking
say.
Killer. Wow.
That was dope.
That was pretty fucking good. That definitely exceeded my expectations.
I know, right? We put it on a Shotcast. I mean...
Fuck. Well, we need some good shit for Shotcast. It can't just be us reviewing Loaded every fucking week. Or is it? Well.
Oh, that reminds us. We got a brand new show coming. It's going to be called Loaded Tuesday. And actually, it's going to take place on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It's going to be called the Loaded Weekday Show. And that's all we're going to listen to every day. It's going to be nothing but Loaded.
Yeah, it's like listening to Three Chords and the Truth with Duff and his wife.
I'm kidding, folks. That's not going to happen. I mean, we gotta have a break sometime.
Yeah.
I mean, surely it can't all be garbage, though. Like, I think we're just
getting... I hope not. I think we're just getting the shit.
Yeah, I think we've just got the shitty ones. I'm still going to hold out hope that we're going to find a Loaded song that we like one day. Yeah. But let's talk about Adler. Let's talk about Adler's Appetites. His episode, it's all about Alive. What are your final thoughts on this song?
I'm going to let you go first on this one, actually.
I'm going to go first? Yeah. All right. It does have, you can tell it's got that early 2000s vibe, or that mid-2000 vibe.
Yeah, even though it came out in 2012.
Well, hey, dude, that's fine, because that was the kind of music you were getting back. When did the Adler, one that you hated, that album come out?
Adler, so the one album, Back from the Dead, was also in 2012.
Okay, so these both came out at the same time. So yeah. Adler was rocking two bands at once, trying to keep...
So this was April 2012. He released the Back from the Dead album in November of 2012.
Okay. So he changed bands during that year.
Basically, yeah.
Styles a little bit. Okay. Okay, I guess I can see that happening. Did we do the one that you hated?
We did one that you hated. I think we did... No, we didn't do Dead Wrong, did we? No, we did Habit, Waterfall, and one that you hated.
So we've done three Adler songs.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Oh, one that you hated is my favorite of those songs still. But I really like this, dude. This is dope, man. I can't believe I'm just now hearing this. I'll be definitely adding this to my playlist. I can see me...
Because I believe this EP is on Spotify and all the streaming services. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Go check it out, guys. I highly recommend checking this out on your own. Fucking shit. I don't know. I'm going to give it 4 stars.
Yeah. I think I'm along the same boat here as you, man. Like this, there is like definitely some like a little bit of GNR sounding things. Like the cowbell is a fucking dead giveaway. So, duh. I'm like, oh, well, it's 1987 all over again.
But, and then it streams you, and then it shoves you right back into the 2012.
But then the guitar riff sounds like something that like, came right out of like Slash's Snake Pit in the mid-90s. Like, it's a mix of like what I think GNR-ish stuff from 87 with like Slash from the mid-90s. Which is a really good in-between you want to be in. Those are both fucking great sounds. So
it's what GNR could have been in 2012 if they'd have got their head out of their ass. And actually
yeah, it's like, what if, you know, Axl actually was like, okay, let me take most of the stuff that Slash brought, which ended up being Snake Pit, and like do something like this. That's what I think it kind of is like in that like what if scenario. It's a very fucking solid song, man. You can, if you're watching the video version, we're fucking headbanging and enjoying the shit out of this. Great solo too. Shout out Alex Grassi, one of the most underrated fucking guitarists, I think.
That was a great solo.
Yeah.
That I mean, solo like, got me, man.
Alex Grassi has done some great work with Quiet Riot. We even heard some of him on Getting Dizzy with it. He was on a lot of stuff on Dizzy Reed's album, I'm pretty sure.
These guys must have hung out back in the day or something.
Hookers and Blow. He's part of that sort of whole cover band with Dizzy, so definitely. Great, talented, you know, musicians, artists on this, this incarnation, at least, of the Adler's Appetite, whatever. I have 4 out of 5 for me, man. This is fucking solid. And it, like, blew my expectations. I knew we were going to get something decent. But I think it was going to be, like, this good.
Yeah.
Well, there's a dog in them stars.
Hell yeah.
Off to a great start so far.
Okay.
I like that pop, 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 pow. Yeah, yeah.
All
especially now they're on drums.
It's got to be.
Oh, it sounds exactly like it, man. You know, a lot of snares. Give it about 10, 15 seconds, there'll be a cowbell in there for some reason. So
let's find out.
Oh, is that tambourine?
Oh, yeah. I think we're going to get tambourine instead of cowbell this time.
Okay, that's fine.
It's already got me hooked. I'm digging this.
All right, yeah. We got counterfeit slash on the guitar, sounds like.
I know, right? That's okay. As long as you... Listen, man, it's okay to buy counterfeit as long as it's the same, as long as nobody can tell.
Yeah, it's slash with two H's.
Sloosh.
Slash.
What was it? How do you say it? Axele and sloosh. We've been doing it in our Discord.
Yeah.
Because we're making fun of people that spell it A-X-E-L, and then some people spell it A-X-L-E.
Yeah.
So we've been putting the E in both spots and saying A-X-E-L-E, Axele.
Axele, or it's A-X-L-E, it's like Axela.
Axele Ross and Sleep. Don't forget about Busy. Busy and Doozy.
Yeah. Richard Threadis.
Muff McKagan. Okay, what's he say right there? It's filled with what?
Okay, I have the lyrics here, but they may not be super accurate. Okay. This poison got me. It feels like I can pass. That caught you bleed like a razor to the heart.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah, this is the only lyrics I can find. And like, it's someone posting on my GNR forum.
Yeah, they're wrong.
Yeah. Well, it did say it says it needs a lot of corrections. So.
You got that part right.
Yeah.
Oh, there was the cowbell. I heard it that time.
Hey, there we go.
Dude, I'm digging this. I'm really liking this.
Yeah.
One. I'm not catching all the words, but I'm digging the vibe we got going on here. This high energy shit.
Oh, yeah. This shit you hear in an LA club, man.
Fuck yeah. That's why we got to go to LA someday.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
West Hollywood for a few days.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to plan that one of these days. You and me. You and me, Chris.
West Troubadour. And, well, if the Viper Room's still around, I don't know.
You know, Seventh Fail. Shit has
happened there. Seventh Fail. That's true. We got to go to every song that Motley, every club that Motley Crue has referenced in Girls, Girls, Girls.
That's right. That's, you know what? I'd be fine with that.
And we can finally post something in the Motley Crue appreciation thread in our Discord.
You know, I just want to say it's about damn time that I'm starting to get the respect I deserve around here.
Oh, hey. Hey, Vince. It's good to see you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, you know, I think that probably what you should do is you should go to the store, buy every Motley Crue t-shirt, and then when you're doing your tour of Los Angeles, then you should just wear Motley Crue shirts everywhere you go. Because everybody knows Motley Crue is the greatest band in the whole world, you guys.
Well, I'll consider buying one, not a lot.
I said buy all of them, you cheap bastard!
Well,
you get your ass!
Do you have any Black Friday deals going on?
No, I don't have any Black Friday deals. What are you fucking cheap ass bastard?
I am cheap. You're goddamn right.
Get your ass in my fucking Motley Crue website and go buy all the goddamn t-shirts, Caputo.
What if 99% of them suck? There's only one that's good.
That's probably the case.
Hey, fuck you guys. Don't you ever judge any shit about my t-shirts again. I have the best t-shirts. Motley Crue has the best logos. And the best concert, and we're the best goddamn band in the whole world. And you know what? If you guys don't believe that, then screw you guys. I'm going home.
Goodbye, Vince.
Later, Vince. That was unexpected. I didn't even say his name three times.
I know, yeah. We usually try to avoid it, but sometimes he finds his way in anyway.
Yeah.
We got to fire our director if he keeps doing that shit. Come on, Steve.
Yeah.
Fucking Steve.
God damn it. Did John 5 let him in?
John 5 is just an android that Vince Neil created. Yeah. With his degree in super duper science.
Exactly. Because, you know, had to replace McMahon somehow.
They sapped that Frankenstein too many times. Wake it up anymore.
Yeah, they zapped it enough times and gave him like scoliosis. So
our bass player dad again.
That's psychic. Stupid bitch. And when your stars come falling down, just spread your wings and stand your ground. I think it's high time Vince called somebody else.
Yeah, can you call like Appetite for Distortion and Bother Flounder or something?
Oh, Brando, this is Vince Neil from Motley Crue. I just want to know why you never say nothing good about our band.
Go bother Cuddly Jib, please.
Man, did I tell you what that son of a bitch did to me?
No.
I'm going to tell this on air. I probably shouldn't tell this. But, you know, we did that Jake Hudson show.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi got me to do it, and I said I would do it, and then, you know, Jake's good about sharing our stuff, so I was like, you know what, he's a pretty good kid, I'll do the show. And it just ended up, the show, when you actually see it, is just me drunkenly berating both him and Rabbi, because I figured out real quick he wanted my wrestling shit. Mm-hmm. So I went into my old wrestling persona.
Yeah,
and I didn't watch it. I was like,
oh my god, this guy's working.
Oh yeah, I worked him the whole time, and then Rabbi came in because we were shit talking. I was shit talking Rabbi. I was shit, and the kid did his research.
Oh yeah,
the kid knew about my days in EPW. He knew about Neil Taylor. He knew about Dustin Starr. He knew about all of these people that I used to work with back in the day. And so I just started cutting promos on all of them, and was having a good time. Well, anyway, Rabbi was in a news clip where Slash, when we thought Slash was leaving fucking Marshall and going to
Magnetone,
yeah. And I needed Rabbi on the clip because I was like, dude, you understand all this technical shit way better than I do. And like, if you come on and you'll talk some of the technicals so we can understand we've got a story here.
Mm-hmm.
But without Rabbi to be able to do that, I had no story and I wasn't going to do the video. So Rabbi agreed to do it. So we met up, and when we met up, he got in the studio here before I did. And I looked, because you guys can't see it on the air, but over here on the left side of our screen, we can see videos of people before we let them in.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the top of it, because you know how Jake Hudson's always recording with the top of his head?
Yeah.
And he never frames his shit right. I see Jake Hudson's face.
Yeah.
Sitting there waiting to be let in. And I just immediately, because I was in a hurry.
Yeah.
And so I just immediately got on text message and I texted Rabbi. And, oh, you motherfucker. I swear to God, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
And, because now I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to pull Jake in. I'll do a quick video with him. We might get something funny out of it and I'll throw it up on YouTube, whatever. Yeah. It was Rabbi with a fake Jake Hudson. Like, this motherfucker went in, recorded his, recorded one of his videos, and then spoofed his webcam. And yeah, bro. He pulled a rib on me.
Dude, he's just like, you know, certain other trolls. And
oh, dude. Rabbi is everything you hate about people on the internet, but he's on our side and we love him.
Oh, he's fucking funny, man.
He's hilarious.
He really ribs both of us. Like, he's funny. I'm like, I'm
really, oh yeah,
impressed.
Oh, he's hilarious. I love working with that guy. Let's get back on our song. This has that old school. It's kind of got like an old school, like 80s vibe, but it's also got some modern day kind of almost sound to it as well. It's like
kind of, yeah. Well, this EP was from Trying to see. Oh, I don't have those. Probably like 2010, 2009.
I don't know. Trying
to see when this was from. Oh, 2010. Yes.
Well, this is from their album Alive. Alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the EP. Yeah. Which we are finishing off today, aren't we? This is
the last one, yeah. Well, there's four songs, but the fourth one is basically just an instrumental of the title track, so.
Okay.
Yeah, and we don't do no instrumentals on this show.
Yeah, no instrumentals. So Adler's literally writing a song about huffing gas and then wonders why he got kicked out of Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
I didn't know he was huffing gas. Shit too. Like, goddamn, dude, you can afford cocaine.
Yeah, huffed, injected, smoked, whatever you want to do to ingest somehow.
Steven's like that little brother you have that kind of, let's be real, kind of a fuck up. But,
yeah.
You know, you still love him, and you want to see him do good anyway. And lately, he's been doing real good. And you want, but I feel bad for Steven a lot of times, because yeah. I feel like he gets shit on a lot.
Well, I mean, a lot of times, though, he brings on himself. It's like, you no wonder you weren't part of this reunion. You literally shit-talked Axl since, you know, you got rightfully fired from this band.
Well, you should be able to shit-talk anybody you want to shit-talk, though.
Yeah, but then it's like,
I mean, we do it pretty.
Who's even lucky to be even, you know, part of at least playing fucking shows on this the first leg of the reunion tour?
Yeah, well, it was a good fucking spot for him, because I just don't think he could do a whole.
No, he wouldn't go do these 3-hour shows they're doing, especially with his back and stuff and all these injuries. No,
not every night. No. But I love him anyway, man. We love you, Steven. Just want to say that. In case you're watching, you're not, but you know. Big, what do you call it? Proponents?
Yeah.
Steven Adler. This doesn't really remind me of anything, though. And that's kind of a good thing, because it's original.
Yeah, because like with Adler, that basically just reminds you of, like, butt rock.
Well, it's what it was.
Pretty much.
Let's be real. But hey, the singer on Adler, though, first off, Frost knows that guy.
Yo, Jake Bunnan, yeah. And he's going to be on Mick Mars' solo album, so.
Yeah, and he was telling me.
Himself.
Yeah, so, I mean, hopefully somebody got that poor kid a cheeseburger. Remember that one music video we watched where his titties sunk in? Uh-oh. I have a visitor. Yeah, the motherfucker's got a negative cup size on titty. Okay, hang on. Okay, cheeseball, you can sit in my lap while I'm doing the show, but you got to be still. Beast, fucking cat. Let's just hit the song. There you go. Is this original or is this a cover or something? Is this sounds suspiciously good?
It's original. It says all tracks written by Adler's Appetite. So
okay.
Yeah.
There's your cowbell. You hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of got that cowbell in there.
It's not an Adler song, a little cowbell.
Oh, yeah. You got to have some cowbell. That's a very important instrument when it comes to some badass rock and roll.
There's one thing Saturday Night Live taught us. We need more cowbell.
Damn straight. That's the best part of that song, too.
Yeah.
Lay down by your side. Feeling like a space brain one more time tonight. All right. Well, there you go. There's Star Dog by Adler's Appetite. Oh, fuck. Feels like almost a shame to put it on a Saturday and not a Bane show. Cause
damn. Well, listen, we don't actually preview a lot of these songs, so
true.
We don't know what we're going into expecting, you know, unless it's certain artists.
Yeah. There's two that we're kind of iffy about, but one especially.
Yeah.
But anyway, who's going first this time?
For I'm gonna let final you thing? Go first. You're ecstatic about this one.
So. Dude, I loved it. I love this song. I would definitely listen to this again. I might even put this on my playlist tonight. I thought the guitar solo could have been a little bit longer. The outro kind of went on a little bit too long for my liking. I think we could have probably shaved a good 30 seconds off of this song and would have been to no kind of detriment whatsoever. That being said, I absolutely do not hate this song. I really like it. I'm going to give it a 4.75.
Ooh, because
I did find things to criticize it for. It wasn't really nitpicking either. Like I said, the guitar solo hit so quickly and so powerfully that, but then it didn't go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the outro did kind of start. I did kind of start losing interest in the outro, especially when I could see the little bar and I knew it's like, okay, this is all outro at this point.
Yeah.
But you could have shaved some time off of there and you might have had a 5-star song. But yeah, 4.75. I really liked it.
Ain't too bad, man. I'm a big fan of the song too, man. I enjoyed it on my first listen at least. And this is definitely going in, you know, the R&R playlist. I'm not going to go like super high praise on this one, but I will give it a solid. It's a very good track, honestly. And you know, Adler's Appetite doing some original stuff. I'm always looking forward to that. So, it's going to be a 4 out of 5. Like, I don't see too much fault to this track. It's a good, fun time. Everyone's performing well in this, man. And Steven Adler sounds great. Shout out to, you know, the rest of the band members. Alex Grassi on guitar.
Nice.
Okay, this is solid, bro. 4 out of 5.
Yeah, let's take a look. A little sad song sounds like it's going to be.
Let's go down in another town as the music echoes through the night. Another stage, another sold out crowd. Something new.
I mean, so far, like, it's reminded me of something, but I can't remember what it is.
A little bit. Like, this is from, let me see, this is also from 2012.
Oh, okay.
More 2012 Adlers. So it's like, and it's like a totally different lineup every single time this guy does anything.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
His bands keep firing him for doing drugs.
Right. And people want to dislike Guns N' Roses rather than rotating lineup. Dude, Steven Adler, I think, has even a bigger rotating lineup. A fun fact about this actually says on the Wikipedia page for the EP the song is on, it literally says, oh, after this was released, basically, everyone in this fucking band left except for the guitarist.
Huh.
Before this album was released, so.
Wow.
It's like, wow.
Okay. Well, let's get going. We got four. We still got about 4 minutes of this shit to go, so let's get through it.
I still feel right. It gets so lonely sometimes.
I'll tell you what it reminds me. I remember when. I remember yeah. you by Skid Row.
A little bit. I was going to say Whitesnake.
Is that Whitesnake? Oh.
No. Well, no, you're right about it. I remember you, Skid Row. This gives me like the intro to fucking Here I Go Again, where it's like slow, and then da 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 da, and then the chorus hits.
Yeah.
They literally just made a Whitesnake song.
Oh, well, we'll see if they can keep it up. I mean, I don't hate it so far.
It's not terrible. It's definitely one you know throw the lighters up for.
Yeah,
it's one of those. It's not bad. I mean, well, let's do it like the second verse. Maybe the next chorus gives us. I do have lyrics actually for this one. Thankfully, one of the few Adler songs we have lyrics to.
Let's do the second verse and then we'll read some lyrics.
All right.
I mean, let's hear some lyrics. Maybe.
All right. So we'll start from the top here. The lights go down in another town as the music echoes through the night. Another stage, another sold out crowd. Something doesn't feel right. And it gets so lonely here sometimes. And like the chorus here, he goes, yeah, I'll be fading into the night. Maybe this time we'll finally get it right. I can't explain this. I won't even try. With a little faith, we'll finally get it right. So it's basically about a chick that he must have just broke up with, or she broke up with him. And then it's like, oh, I'm so alone. Oh no, I only have my bandmates and like.
Well, it's a power ballad.
A line of pussy. Oh no. I fucked so much pussy, but I still remember you. Oh no, is that love? Oh my god, no way.
Yeah, sure it is. Could be.
I mean, if you're according to Steel Panther, yes.
All right, let's get through the rest of it here.
Yeah, let's get a solo.
We're about halfway through, so let's see what this guitar solo sounds like.
Very melodic.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, it fits the tone of the song very much. Ballad style.
Yeah. It's reminding me of something else, too. I just can't remember what it is. If the singer was a little more powerful...
Yeah, it's okay. If they got like the singer from Adler, like that guy, probably I think would have been a bit better.
Oh yeah, it might have been. I feel like they got something here. It's just definitely not firing.
Like the talent on this EP is really good. You have Steven Adler, Alex Grossi from Quiet Riot, Chips Enough from Enough's Enough.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not clicking with me.
Yeah,
because I mean. I don't hate it. Like, I can't pick out really anything wrong with it. I just
yeah.
Oh, there it is.
It's fading. Literally.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and fade it out and be done with it.
Yeah. You know what this really actually sounds like? It sounds like a fucking, like, something that they made for, like, Dizzy Reed's solo album. But, like, probably got cut.
Yeah.
That's what it's giving me, like, something like Dizzy Reed fucking Rock and Roll Ain't Easy vibes, kind of.
I don't know. I thought Dizzy's solo album. The singer album.
Sounds like a little bit like Dizzy Reed. A little bit.
Kind of, a little bit.
Yeah. I should have got Dizzy Reed to sing on this.
Who is the singer?
Rick Stitch.
What was he in?
Famous for being in a Canadian singer-songwriter, best known as a singer for Lady Jack Hotel Diablo. Which, who?
What?
says Guns former GNR guitarist Gilby Clark was enlisted to produce Lady Jack's debut album. So there's another GNR connection.
Huh.
Which is very interesting. Yeah, and then he played for a bunch of random bands. Steady Ground, Firstborn Unicorn, and The Other Side of Morning. So anyone's ever heard of those bands, cool. But it sounds so fucking random. I never have. Yeah.
Well, that was that. Do you want to talk about it anymore, or do you want to just give ratings and be done with it? Because I don't really know what else I would say about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go first quickly. It's all right. It's not a terrible song. It's pretty mid, to be honest. So for me, it's just like 3 out of 5. I may would listen to this again, but like very sparingly. I mean, it's not. It's just middle of the road. Nothing like special. Nothing that really sticks out for it. Like lyrically, it's okay. It's not as bad as what we did last week, so.
No.
No, that was horrifically awfully lyric.
I thought, like, last week's wasn't that bad for a Duff record.
Yeah, it was probably some of the best we'll get, at least so far. I think it was one of the better Duff songs we did, but that was just lyrically stupid. And thank you to our guests for pointing that out. Like, holy shit, it was just dumb. But this isn't bad. I feel like it's just by the numbers. Sometimes it's okay. Sometimes it's just eh. So like 3 out of 5, I think it'll pass that 3. It was right at that 3 mark. It's nothing like terrible, because there's not really much terrible with it. It's just like flat. It's like
yeah.
It's something that makes you go, wow, this is really fucking good. Or just like, wow, this is passable. This is fine.
Yeah,
slightly above fine. It's like a 60%.
For me, I can't find anything to really bitch about. I mean. It's not a horrible song, but it's not one that I'll probably ever listen to again. It didn't do it for me at all. As a matter of fact, yeah. It's bored me more than anything. So I thought it was a boring song. And I don't know. It seemed like you said, there was a lot of talent there.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, that talent never did click for me in that song. So I'm going to give it a 1. I mean, I'm sorry. I just didn't like it. I don't know why I don't like it. I don't. Maybe it's just, you know, that's just it, because it bored me and killed my vibe a little bit. It brought me down. So
I mean, it's all right. Like, you can, like, you know, fucking sway to it, whatever. But like, eh, I can see why. Like, for me, it got a little boring, too.
Yeah, I was done about before the guitar solo. I was done personally.
Yeah.
So